Welcome to the Big Hot Show. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me, we've got
Ben
and
Blake.
And this is your Big Hot Show, episode 7 for Monday, June 6, 2011. All right, guys, we're going strong with the new format. I think, you know, I mean, shows are getting posted.
Things are getting done.
They're not getting posted, and that means it's good,
success,
right?
Absolutely.
We're being productive, and that's the point of this.
Why are we doing this? Oh, for our millions of adoring fans. That's right. How soon?
Because we need to legitimate our Monday drinking binges.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, okay, now, I was thinking of this the other day. Whenever I get super drunk, I always think to myself, when I'm sending text messages, they have to be, like, grammatically 100% correct. Do you guys ever have this where, like, you're super concerned about the grammar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But I think there's a limitation there. Like, if my phone doesn't automatically put in the apostrophe, then I generally don't go back to correct it. But so long as it looks as if there should be a space there, I'm okay.
But you're not, like, the type to send one out that's like, oh,
I hate you. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, there's a threshold for me. And one to, I don't know, like 10 beers, I don't want anybody to know that I've been drinking. I want it to look like I am a responsible, and at beer 11, I just start licking my phone and hitting send, right. And I just don't care. And I don't even have a touchscreen phone. I don't get why I care.
It's like because I'm drinking all the time.
So good.
I don't get
because I'm drinking all the time.
Who's like, oh well, it looks like Blake's sober this Saturday evening. Like AT&T is gonna like monitor my texts and be like, that guy is an asshole. Is this Oxford Police? Just go. Yeah, we got a GPS on him. Just go pick him up.
He's in the bathroom.
Yeah, I think he broke a window.
Oh no.
Don't tell him.
Relevant.
You know, it's not because I didn't do that.
That's right.
I'll get to that. No, these are all so humiliating. All these are like self-depreciating and sad.
Great, great, good. That's good. I'm glad you know.
Why don't you take one so I don't feel so bad about myself? You got a question
for
us.
Yeah, I do. What's the worst place you've ever been extremely sexually aroused?
Oh, what?
No, you use the word extremely.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean like you kind of were like, ooh. I mean, okay. like uncomfortably oh, wow. So, where you were very aware of the fact that you were turned on. And
I'm afraid excuse one me. Of you is going to say a playground.
No, I was in a graveyard one time and that happened.
Definitely that's like awkward. When you're in, you know, like middle school.
Really? That's worse than a graveyard?
Well, you don't know. I don't know how things in my middle school were.
Right?
It was a graveyard. Okay, it was fucked up.
What?
I don't know what that means.
But, well, I was thinking about it because you know, like that just happens. You know, sometimes you're like, you're not just like, oh my god, everything around me is so sexy. But sometimes you're just like,
I want to go to wherever that is.
Yeah,
sexy.
That's
town.
Called heaven, Blake. You have to go to church to get there.
Oh, damn it. You know, oh, what was that? Oh, there was something what we were just talking about heaven. Oh, this one time, that's right, one time I made, oh, this is bad to say, but that's right, I was thinking, man, I shouldn't say that on the show, but now I'm already
you should say that on the show.
But, okay, so I had this very, like, life-threatening decision, not life-threatening, but very life-altering thing that was about to happen to me, and I was very nervous, and I said, God, you know, I don't believe in you, but if I, you know what? If you make this thing not happen, this terrible, terrible thing, I will pretend to believe in you for 1 week. And then the terrible thing didn't happen, but I cheated. I still didn't believe in God.
I think he listened. He works in mysterious
exactly
ways.
What that means.
We should all become Christians. Let's all, like, this should be a Catholic podcast.
Well,
what do you think?
Here's I'm glad you said that because answer number two for me is in a church, in a Catholic mass. I was down on my knees. Not hey.
Yeah, right.
No, I was dating a girl. This was 10 years ago. And I was dating this girl and we were at mass and they did the little thing where they fold the little fucking knee bench down.
Right.
Which and then I got down and then for no reason I just got outrageously aroused. And then they're like, stand up.
Oh no.
Well, I took my time.
You know what? I think I'd prefer to stay.
It's never a problem for me because my penis is incredibly small. I mean, I mean, it would be like, oh, Blake, hey, put your phone on, you know, vibrate at least.
I think it took maybe a minute and a half to get to dicks today, which is actually pretty impressive.
Well, technically, it involves
vaginas. We're at 3 minutes, all right?
Technically, it involves vaginas, too, though, not just dicks. So what's your answer?
Yeah, what is your answer, hey? Does that happen to girls? Are girls like, man, I'm that's pussy is just...
Oh, yes, it does. I've had
there.
Lots of women tell
I mean,
me that.
Sure, women get aroused. Definitely we do.
Randomly aroused in strange places that would not normally be appropriate for arousal.
Like a hospital. Have you ever been watching people die?
There are hot docs, and that's a hospital sex term.
Look it up. It's real life.
but you have had this embarrassing situation.
No, it's never embarrassing. You can't ever tell.
Okay,
wait a minute.
It's easily hidden.
I mean,
we can't, but you can is the point.
Okay, and again, I have a very small penis. No one can tell, but I still feel embarrassed. Okay, a little bit.
I guess so.
If I were to brush into Pastor Tony, I guess feel
because it's never been one of those things where it's been really all that noticeable. You know, so I can't I don't recall all these instances.
I hate your answer.
Quickly. I'm so sorry.
Well, some things happened one time and then nothing
really
happened.
I had something better to say.
We got boners in graveyards and playgrounds and churches.
Right.
Boners in graveyard. Great.
I imagine that over the span of time,
graveyard full of boners is my favorite place to go.
Because I went to Catholic school for 14 years.
Oh, wait. Whoa.
So that makes sense.
Hold the phone. Wait. What?
Yes, I did.
You went to Catholic church?
I did.
Catholic school?
I did, actually. Pre-K-4 through 12th grade.
And right now, you are talking about your vagina on the internet. What happened?
I know. God, you and my mother have the same question.
God has abandoned all of us.
And why, God?
I ask him that all the time.
I'm not saying, you don't believe in God, fuck you.
No, it's fine.
Let's say you're not quite as religious as you used to be.
I think that is, yes.
She hangs out with us. I'm willing to bet that.
That's correct.
How did that fall from grace, as it were, happen?
I think that actually, this is a serious answer. This isn't funny. I'm very sorry. But I think that actually
does it not have the word boners in it? Because I'm going to be really goddamn disappointed.
Boners. By the nature of being in Catholic school for so long, you have entirely too many opportunities to question. And so at that point, you just try to educate yourself. I actually read most of the Bible throughout school.
I'd like to...
And a lot of Christians haven't. So.
I would just like to say that she said that as she's holding a brown-wrapped bottle of wine in her hand.
She's a model citizen.
Mm. You know,
and
so
my favorite.
But there's so many parts of the Bible. Who wants to read them all?
Absolutely.
You know,
it's horrible.
Roger, part 3.
Yeah.
It's like a Rambo movie.
The prequels are really just they go on forever. What with them being in 3D.
Okay, so what was the question again? I've forgotten already. I don't.
Worst place you've ever been extremely sexually aroused. Yeah. You didn't give us an answer. You just were kind of ho humming around it. You're like, sometimes I read the Bible when I was in church school.
I can't go back to the whole Catholic school situation though.
No, I want to hear about.
No, I was.
I want to hear about
arousal.
Exercised.
That's kind of interesting.
Wait, you were exercised?
Yes, I was.
How does that? What does that mean? And how does that happen?
Did you get turned on while you were exercised?
No, I certainly was not actually. My religion teacher, who was probably pushing 350 pounds, took me out female, with very an attractive flock of seagulls haircut. She took me out into the hallway.
At least she was a hip
demons.
Christian, you know.
No.
She was like, what's up, guys? Flock
really
of seagulls are totally in 2000.
She might have been a little late, but all
right. She took me into the hallway and almost physically, right? I mean, she's a large woman, right? It's not exactly I could move around her very easily.
Right.
And she got very close to my face and I was pushed up against the lockers.
And she thought you had demons inside of you.
She looked at me in the eyes and her finger was, no joke, maybe like a centimeter away from my face, uh-huh. Right there. And she said, you have demons inside of you. I can feel it. I was like, excuse me.
Can we get her on the show?
What is her name and number?
I can't. I will not be releasing any personal information on the web.
Just write it down here where the internet can't see
just
it.
Scribble that down right there. But yeah, she has since been fired. So
I just don't get, like, obnoxious. It's like, if you believe in God, it's just like a write-off to do the most fucking horrible shit.
It was awful. Absolutely, it was. And she said, in the name of Jesus, I will exorcise them from you.
Right. It's like, in the name of Jesus, I will murder 1,000 people. It's like, hey, exactly. If you just took in the name of Jesus off of that sounds pretty bad.
It sounds like,
but with it on there, I'm sold.
Crazy sect, right? Like, one and the same.
Well, this went from boners to sad real quick.
I am so sorry. Wow. Maybe we should
move on. All right, let's move on. I have another question. I'm in a questioning kind of mood.
I'm going to try to answer this.
What is your favorite disease and why?
Oh, wow.
This won't be sad. Let's go with... I'm going to steal the George Carlin joke here because he said herpes, but he says how they say it up in New Jersey, which is hoipies.
All right.
Very nice.
But is that
just the funniest sounding disease ever? Hoipies.
Oh.
It sounds like a neighbor. Yeah, I'm gonna go get some milk from the hoipies. and herpes milk. Just
Mom, little Timmy Hoipy gave me herpes. What are the odds, Mom?
What are the odds?
I told you about those hoipy kids.
You don't drink their milk. Oh. I'm gonna be a hipster about this and go old school.
Okay.
The plague.
Oh, fuck
the
you.
The plague. Oh, that's such a cop out. Oh, I wouldn't want the dye disease.
I'm
sitting
here racking
good.
My brain, and then I'm like, but think oh, about the plague. God damn it, why didn't I think of that?
The plague decimated things in ways that I mean like age takes forever.
So you have,
the plague knocks you out like. Oh, well, I mean, respect, maybe not the word I'm looking for. It's funny.
You know, oh, wait, now that I'm thinking about this. Okay, you know how they have AIDS, right? AIDS is already
pretty
funny.
How they have.
You've heard about this, right?
You've heard about the
AIDS. It's a thing on the radio.
Well, it's acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, but there's also severe immunodeficiency syndrome, or SIDS. But
yes,
but I would. It's almost like super AIDS, like SIDS. But it's like where you have AIDS, but it's so bad that most people who have this disease don't live for more than like a few weeks of their life because you get it at birth.
Oh, so it's like the plague has come back.
Yeah. Right, and so
and it comes out like it's transmitted
in the 70s. Like a couple had this child, and like NASA came in, and like we're gonna help your child, and the child like lived in a bubble or whatever for. X numbers. If you look up like Bubble Boy.
Oh, I saw that movie. It had Zach Galifianakis in it.
I don't think it's quite the same.
David Arquette.
Right thing.
No, this is a real thing.
A journey.
Just full. It was a comedy filled experience. No, the child, they let it die after like. They're like, this is not a life. You're going to be in this bubble.
They changed the ending for the movie.
Oh, Hollywood.
They never stay faithful to the canon.
Have you ever been out like, you know, you're out and you're chasing after something and you're like, I wish, or somebody's chasing after.
Like some gold coins rolling down the street? Like, what I mean?
You're out on the square and, okay. you're interacting with somebody, right?
Sure, sure.
Who maybe you'll hook up with. But it's like, in my mind, I'm thinking, man, this is just so much work. And it's not even worth it. Like, I wish we could just be 100% honest right now. And I could be like, hey.
Let's skip the niceties.
I'm not putting too much stock in this right now. If you want, I'm drunk as shit. If you want to go and do some, make some horrible decisions. All right.
Can
but
I
don't want to have to work
parts.
For it. If you're going to play games, let's just cut to the chase. Do you guys ever have this mentality?
Yes. I'm a woman who hates a fucking game.
But you do have to play it, right? That's the whole song and
it's
dance.
It's the dynamic,
right?
Yeah. It's the nature of the fucking beast, but it's still incredibly annoying. And
are you a rapper?
Of course I am.
You hate the player, hate the game.
Exactly, man. Hey, come on. No, it's incredibly annoying. No, absolutely. Every time I date anyone, that's what I think about.
What if we made a rule where it's like, you know what? We have to be 100% like on the level all the time. No monkey business. It would be
now,
a very strange, fucked up
whoa,
world.
Whoa. Let's back up. I believe in a fair degree of diplomacy. I think that's something.
Hey, how are you doing?
I think that's something.
I want you kidding me.
That.
Like,
yeah, I'm not
that.
Into that at all. However,
have you seen my genitals today?
Exactly. Would you like to?
They're gonna be there.
They are not impressive, but I don't
They're
think you got much going.
They look like a textbook that you get shrunk down on the photocopier.
Oh my god!
I think I just said so my dick looks like a book.
Descriptions of your penis you, on these past two shows.
Well, confused. I mean, I like to be upfront with what's going
startled.
On. Because I'm sure that there are literally zero females nightmare. Out there listening that they're wondering what it looks like. And to all none of you, I'm going to describe it in horrible detail.
Well, you know, generally, like, if a girl fucks me, it's because she's, like, wandered off from the tour, right? She's gotten lost. And like, she's wandered into the
You're
fucking
the kind
section
American
of the museum where
her.
No one should be.
That's so nice.
Why is this one taped off? And it's just eyes in the dark.
This is a private tour.
It's poorly lit.
Put in this homemade
there are no
cassette
windows.
Tour. And this is my bone. It's not even like
there's only one room on the tour. Right? It's the cry room. Oh. Because Blake's crying because she'll never know his face. I mean, just his smell in the dark.
I mean, that's or she calls it exorcism. you know what gets me about like religion is that it's so okay. I'm not trying to be like anti-religion. I'm not super anti-religion. Not
sure,
really.
Sure.
I think everybody you know. But my problem is when you get super preachy, like, and people make up these stupid rules. Okay, I used to have this friend who may listen to the show, so they will remain nameless. But I used to have this friend who would engage in sexual activities with young ladies, right? But he was a devout believer in God. And so he said, and of course, for some reason, God says you can't have sex before marriage.
Right.
Which, what a dick! Who says that?
It's awfully cruel, isn't it?
Why did you write that? You didn't hang out with us right now. You don't know how bad I want to have sex with this person.
And I can't even imagine. How do you like form, I guess, like a lasting, loving relationship without that aspect is so incredibly important. And especially, like, what if you get married and it sucks? What if it's like,
oh, you just stick it out.
Or what if you've never gotten married and you're really bad at it?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, that's got to be awful.
I can only imagine.
Everybody.
Wait, this just got real.
Everybody's really bad at it until they do it. I mean, like, nobody's like,
oh no,
I know, right, sure.
You can
but
be bad
you imagine,
for a long
though?
Time.
Like, you tempered your sexuality to the point where even you might even feel like bad about masturbation, even pleasing yourself. Period.
What a
itself.
Sad reality.
I think it's quite a real one for most.
I think okay. I guess I'm speaking for myself, but I feel like any guy can relate to this. Is that you do feel a twang of guilt when you masturbate. All right, now this has gotten weird. All right, I'm sorry that's gotten weird.
I'll say
but there's, I mean, you feel...
No.
Okay.
Growing up.
But okay, you don't like, hey, I'm not like, hey, Ben, how was your jerk off this morning, right?
Well, you know, sure, but...
It's a private thing,
but we also
guilt.
Don't talk about how we brush our teeth. It's just things you just don't, you know...
That was a terrible analogy, by the way. It was a little, at least for me. I mean, the regularity was
because
like
you
brush
could use
quite,
a toothbrush in
the
act.
Yeah, I fucking never brush my teeth.
Zing. But I think growing up in the church, especially, like I had 100% like shame associated with that. Totally, and it was.
Yeah,
awful.
I mean, I'm trying to say there is a degree of shame in everybody. You can act like, oh no, I'll do it anywhere, but okay, you're not going around to. You know, oh, Mom, I jerked off you earlier today, and it was fucking great. I've learned this new technique, and, you know, if you really cup the balls while you're working the shaft, it was great. There is a degree of shame.
The way you just described it was...
I could say, man, I found a great new way to brush my teeth. That wouldn't be weird.
It would be real fucking weird. No, you just got to pull your chin down a little bit and stick the toothbrush in the back real hard. Oh, it's fucking great.
What
do you mean a twang of guilt? I don't know.
I believe there is some element of guilt to everybody. Okay, maybe. And that's what, because even, okay, I know it's not a big deal. I can jerk off whenever. But like deep down, there's still this like little piece. And it's like, why? It's stupid. I shouldn't feel that. Right. It's no big deal. No one cares. But you can't, like, you can never fully get rid of
Ben
it.
Ben is immune.
I have some sort of shield around my heart.
You are going to have to jerk off in my face to prove it's
oh
right now.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
Can we not do that right now at all?
I'll just get some of that audio from that video we recorded earlier.
No.
Stop that.
No, she doesn't think that's funny.
I'm sorry. I don't know how we got on to masturbation techniques.
Imagine that on a podcast with us.
In Blake's face.
We were talking about God. Oh, and my friend, right?
Right.
So my friend, he's a man of the Lord, and he's a boy of the Lord, let's be honest. But he would be like, oh, well, I can, you know, he would have sex with girls, but he wouldn't have vaginal sex with girls. That would be like how he's like, it was like anything but, which
twist
would mean like get, anything but. Because he had anal sex. What I don't get is how people who are religious can justify that to themselves. Like, God is so easily bamboozled. He's like, well,
there's only one orifice.
He's got a radar on all the vaginas. And this is like, no entry, no crime.
He's got like Google Maps, but they only go into about the size of Google Maps. And so he can't tell. You know what? It was probably the butthole. I don't fucking know. He is a goddamn idiot.
Or like his domain of scanning is only the vagina, but the devil sees everybody's asshole. Yeah. And the devil's just like, yes, more and more. I'm rubbing my hands together as I do this, like the devil would.
Well, that would explain a lot about homosexuality, at least.
Oh,
What does that even mean? That the devil is...
Because the devil, that's the devil's hole. That's the
I see, because the Bible is all like, don't do that.
No, okay, now, back
maybe
in the
we're
day,
talking about
were,
different things.
Back in the day, if you were like really religious, let's say back in the Middle Ages, could you have anal sex with your wife, or was that also frowned on?
I think sodomy has always been a no-no ever since...
Really?
Ever since somebody made a pillar of salt. I won't say who. Somebody.
Damn it. Why did you do that? All right, well, moving along. Let's see. Is that all I got? Oh, no, I have a few questions, but Ben, you got a couple more questions for us, right?
Yeah, I mean, just things I've been wondering.
Okay. And are any... Wait, no, you're saving the hypothetical.
Oh, I'm saving the hypothetical. Okay. No, we'll get there in a minute.
Because I have a few, like, questions.
Yeah. I went to go see... There's a little preface to this. I went to go see the new X-Men movie, and...
Nice.
It was a thing. And I got to thinking, who would you rather have as your father, Magneto or Jesus?
Well, I mean, are we talking about real Jesus who doesn't actually have any powers, or like the myth of Jesus?
Well, I mean, considering we're talking about a guy who can control metal with some force that's not totally explained in his body.
Saying, like, if Jesus' miracles were 100% accurate, we're talking about miracle-empowered Jesus
or Magneto.
I'm going Jesus.
I'm going Magneto.
I'm going Magneto all day long.
Magneto can fly. All right, that's the first thing. Sure. Magneto can fly. Sure. Second of all, Magneto is always really charismatic for some reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Like in every comic, he's always like, everybody's like, yeah, well, that Magneto's seems like a good idea. Jesus, a lot of people aren't real sold on that, myself included. Right? Just kind of like,
no,
eh.
We are arguing that, like, you know, the myth of Jesus, if Jesus were real.
Sure,
Magneto is not real either.
Right. Well, look, when's the last time you saw Magneto get mad at a fig tree? Magneto may not be able to do anything with bread, but he can keep you from getting shot forever.
Right.
Can you imagine if you played T-ball and Magneto was your dad? You would fucking be awesome at that game. Like, your little bat would fucking just, god damn.
Like, who the fuck would want Jesus as their father?
No,
I mean,
dude,
think
Jesus
about how much
is awesome because
you
what
be.
I like about Jesus is that all of his, like...
You would never startle
all
Magneto,
of his miracles,
ever.
He just, like, made
you
up.
Do anything you fucking
like
want.
Okay, Magneto has rules. He's a magnet man, right? Jesus, it's like, I can multiply bread and also split the seas and,
there's so
you
much
know,
pressure there.
He revives the dead many, many times in the Bible. Like, he can... Had he not died, he probably would have, like, you know... brought Sinbad to life in the early
You'd
days.
You'd be divine. The likelihood of you being...
And what would we have done in the early 90s without Sinbad?
There were actually 15 commandments, and the last 5 were written by Sinbad.
One was like, girl, you pretty hot and tempting.
All girls shall be pretty hot and tempting, henceforth known as fat.
Well, I think Jesus would be the kind of dad that would be kind of just a dick and just like sit around and drink beer and yell at you and be like, do that. But Magneto would be stern.
He wouldn't be drinking beer.
God.
Right.
Okay, he can,
well, that's a cop out.
Your ass is roasted.
Well, first of all, my granddad better be cool as shit. God better be treating me real good if Jesus is my dad. Second of all, I don't know any. Well, Magneto's dad, died in the Holocaust, so, you know, no grandparents.
I didn't know that because I'm not a nerd.
Well.
You didn't know that?
No.
Look, Sheena. Ooh.
I was going to say, I've actually had sex with
a new level.
I don't know if that's what I would call that.
We're not really sure that happened.
You drew a picture of it once.
I'm not sure that counts.
I've seen sexual imagery on the internet.
And here's the other thing. Magneto always has a bunch of really hot other mutant women that are like that hanging out in the...
And he's like the baller. You
and
know?
He's like, hey, he's look, this is my son who wants to shapeshift into a, I don't know, a big pair of boobs. Or I don't know. The point being...
Man, they really did not tap the full potential of that shapeshifting thing. They shift into a fucking nuclear weapon and everyone is dead. But not really, because I can come back and I'm alive.
I'm telling you. Magneto, I was like, can you imagine your 18th birthday party? Like, I don't know how, but he would make a giant keg. It would be like a meta keg, a keg made of kegs filled with gold. I mean, he can't control beer, so.
Well, I think, it seems like he could be just like, oh, Fort Knox, boom, all the quarters are mine.
Done.
I'm pretty sure he did that, actually, at some point.
Look, I should be writing for X-Men now. All right, I got a question for you guys. And this is, I brought this up a couple of times, but, okay, if you could have your current brain as a child, okay, so you got your current mind, and you could insert it into a child, when would you do that? At what age would you do that, and what would you do? Because I don't think I would want to be, like, one, because you'd have to, like, man, that'd be fucking weird, though. You could, like, talk and stuff. Or maybe you couldn't.
That's like that Look Who's Talking movie, though, isn't it? You're just going to be like,
You would hide it. You would just, like, freak
out. The way babies
like,
talk.
Like, your mom would be leaving the room. It's like, invest in Google. What did you say, honey?
Wait, the implications of this. I didn't consider that. So
well, but you would have issues because, I mean, like, you wouldn't have the physical development to do things like talk.
There's also time travel involved here. So taking my brain and putting it into my 1992 self.
Okay, let's also add the stipulation that you can't like go back to make money. And it's more of like your personal development. If you had, well, I guess this is kind of a bizarre thing. But
what the fuck would I do with my
money? I'm saying you can't go back and be like, oh, I'm going to pick the World Series every time and make $1 billion. It's not motivated in that sense.
But like knowing,
well, at six.
Yeah, let's say you're six. Six is a probably about the first age that you can fully talk and function like a person.
I don't think I would do it. Is that an option?
Sure. The question was, would you do it, and why or why not?
Well, and here's why. I mean, like, on the one hand, look, a lot of things would have been way easier if you'd have known what to do the first time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, you've made it at this point into who you are because you made a shitload of mistakes and you figured them out the right way.
But part of that is
development, like learning how to interact with other people.
But you already had those experiences. It's not like those experiences are gone and you've lost them.
It seems too close to like those child geniuses, like the kids that go to college at 14 and then they never have friends. They're never happy because they miss the crucial development.
Yeah, I guess all your friends would be really fucking stupid.
True story.
So, I mean, are you going to be nine and hanging out with Richard Dawkins? Like, that's...
Did you guys read Stephen Hawking's new book? They just beat me up. Because I have not learned karate still. All I had to do was this one thing. You know what I would do? I would try my damnedest to have sex with a teacher. And then if she didn't want to have sex with me, I would blackmail her.
At six?
Well, no, later than six.
By saying I'm going to tell her that I had sex with her. That's the game I would
play. Like 12.
Wait a second. Hang on. You've only recently matured to the point where you've come up with the idea of blackmailing a teacher into having sex with you? I'm confused by at 14 you didn't come up with that already. Yeah.
At 14, all I could think about was just
synapses weren't firing.
What is under all the clothing of the women? Like, just what's going on under there?
You know, because nowadays kids, you know, it's like, internet, boom. Oh, I found out what's happening down there.
I had no idea for a long time.
But not really.
Not really. I mean, like, it was there, but
it was no. But yeah,
it was like a bunch of BBSs.
Yeah,
I was 9 years old.
You were 9 years old when you had sex with a teacher?
No, sir. Whenever.
Or you blackmailed a teacher.
Whenever I first searched.
The first time I used the internet.
DJ on the internet. That was actually.
Holy shit!
You went for a blowjob when you were 9 years old.
9 years old.
That is.
They didn't even have a way. I guess you're a little younger than me.
I'm going to send this podcast to your parents. They're going to be disgusted.
Can you imagine?
Because there wasn't even internet when you were nine. Not real internet. There was CompuServe and bulletin boards.
There wasn't. I was either 9 or 10.
So you were on like AOL?
I was on AOL. I remember the dial-up.
No, look, you got to think.
Talk me to the scenario.
14 years ago, though.
AOL BJ.
Me and my friend Emily were attacked, basically accosted verbally by a boy in our class, Greg. This is in fifth grade. I was 9, 10, 11, in there, right?
Okay.
Fifth grade, whatever age I was then. And he told us, he said, you know, I have I have some new information for you guys. We're like, what are you talking about, Greg?
I almost spit beer all over this equipment. Like,
what are you talking about, Greg?
I have some information.
I'm so confused.
This is what we need to use at the bar. Excuse me, ladies. I have some information for you.
No, it was awful. It was awful. He was like, listen to this, right? And we're both like, what's going on, Greg? He's a little weird. He's very strange.
Really? Yeah, really? He's a little weird.
He starts describing in horrific detail.
You probably just said you put your PP in your JJ, and you were like, oh, horrific detail.
Absolutely. Like, you have no idea.
There's so much violence involved.
I wanted to be a nun until I was probably, wow, until you heard that. Like, I was like 10 or 11 almost. Like,
and now she drinks out of a paper bag.
That I read were saint books. So listening to this description was
saint
fucking
books.
Awful.
Wait, can I ask, what is a saint book?
Biographies.
Right.
You know, Jesus, the true Hollywood story.
Yeah.
exactly. No, and so then, of course, you know, being curious, being terrified, but curious at the same time, Emily and I went to my house, snuck in to my brother's room where the computer
pulled
was.
Pulled on the dial-up.
And we pulled on the dial-up. Exactly. And I legitimately remember the page loading. Like, and being terrified about what, because like, if,
wait,
you
so
know,
it was
like,
just information or was it pictures?
No, it was just pictures. It was just pictures.
Oh, okay.
But you see that, like, you see like the shape coming into focus and everything, but you can't.
Oh yeah,
because
it's like,
oh, yeah,
still,
yeah,
like,
I remember
pixelated.
That because, yeah,
and
they used to load the low res version,
yeah,
and it would slowly refine.
Slowly,
as you
and
waited.
Then at that point, right, like it just gets clearer and clearer and clearer, and we're both like, what?
Why would anyone put that in there?
What is happening? Who would do that? Oh my God.
That's for eating only.
And this is porn so early to where the shaft of the penis was actually still blurred. I mean, we all knew what was happening, right?
You thought every dick was just this weird motion blur between a guy's legs.
Yeah, it was awful.
Wow.
It really was. It was terrifying.
That's a fascinating introduction to the penis.
Vivid fucking memory. It was awful. Awful.
God damn.
Oh, geez. I don't know if I can top that. I got nothing on that.
I've only got one thing left.
My first experience with internet porn.
All right, well, it's time for...
Oh, is it already time for that?
It's time.
All right.
Is it time for the hypothetical?
I think it's time.
Time for Ben's hypothetical of the week. All right, now this one, I actually spent some time on it. Imagine that, but I actually took something I'm doing seriously for once in my life instead of waiting to the last minute.
Who do we have this week?
All right. You guys ready for this?
I think I might be. I'm not entirely sure.
All right. So here's the deal. You're given the chance, through whatever means, it doesn't matter, to be the opposite sex for a week. Now, there are two parts to this.
Okay.
The first part is, would you have sex with what is now the opposite sex or your original sex? Why or why not?
Okay, now wait. First of all, before we get to this, is it like boom? I'm instantly changing. It's this horrifying, or is
you
it like,
you know, it's like you go to bed Sunday night, you wake up Monday morning, and you are now a woman. Or in Girl Blake's case, she's now Guy Blake. Yes. Now, I mean, not literally. Well, you guys aren't each other, but
how's that?
The point being, where there was once
I'll
one
just
set,
go around and I'll pretend that I'm you. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm Girl Blake.
Thanks a lot. That's what I sound
no,
like.
No, well, that would be... I guess I would have your voice.
You would have...
This.
What the
hell? Hopefully. Otherwise, you're not having sex with the opposite sex.
No, you're not at all.
You got... You're all nice voice. Looking. And you're like, hey, sailor.
I really hope that's not what
Why,
I sound
where
like.
Where are the sailors in Austin?
Because we live in a port city.
Okay,
so what are the other stipulations?
So
the first thing is, would you have sex with the opposite sex, which is now your original sex?
Sure.
Right.
Why or why not? And the second thing is, what are three other things you would do during the week? You have exactly 1 week.
Okay, you have one whole week.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously I'm going to have sex with a dude. Why would you not? Are you kidding me?
Man.
Can I
are you
say
kidding me?
When you said that it made my, like, the space behind my ball sack feel real gross.
How
and you were so excited about it. Like, you've been
would.
Waiting for somebody
of
to ask you that.
You would. You
25 years.
Your fucking selves. This is a once
no, well,
in a lifetime
I'm sure she would because, well, because see, there's a difference now.
All,
she now has a penis. Well, I mean, not in real life, but in this.
Okay, in this scenario, you've got a penis.
So look, do you go put your penis in somebody's vagina?
Is the, The funny part is, I think this might actually be the question that was aimed at me today. Everybody wants to know if girl Blake would have sex with a girl.
You're not answering the question.
Yeah, we're waiting on the answer here.
Okay, well, okay, first off, I should make it very clear that I would not be having sex with a member of my own sex at that point, right? No, not girl. I'm talking about a male.
Right. Oh, okay.
Oh, right. No.
Not
this is not my,
it wouldn't be gay. This
I'm just assuming. That we're three heterosexual people that presumably, right. Had our sexes changed, we would still be heterosexual. Sure, I don't know.
I
don't have
any knowledge. This is an alternate universe. It's not like people come back. It's like, hey, we're that hot female version of you, go Blake, right? This is. There wouldn't be anything weird like that.
No. That
it would
was
be
part,
a learning experience.
That was part of the first question that was asked a few minutes ago, and so I wanted to make sure and clear that up. So, I have no intention of doing that.
Are you going
to
do a girl?
Well, I mean, I guess in a week, if I have, I guess the. What? You know what? The opportunity.
Oh my God! Of course you would
do
it.
We have to finagle yourself into
it. Why would you not do it?
So
I'm not saying that I would.
So she would. No. She's
saying that I would.
She would. She's like, I would do it.
No, but you're saying you would. Like, oh, if it presents itself.
Well, if it did present itself, I mean, I don't know.
Dude, if you have 7 days and that's what you want, you're gonna make that happen.
I guess so.
I wouldn't do it.
Really? Because I've had.
Really? You wouldn't do it?
I would not.
Blake would totally fuck a dude.
Yeah, Blake jumped on it. He was like, come
all
on.
It's an experience. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sure it just. Okay.
Just like gay sex is an experience.
The thing is.
This is a thin line.
The thing is, like, I don't have a vagina, but I know where it would go.
I can imagine.
I get that. And, like, whenever you say that. That you would do that. That's fine if you would. It makes where that would go on me feel awful.
I mean, but would you have sex with another girl?
Yes.
That's what I thought. That's why
what?
I thought
well,
you
that,
asked
how
that,
was
part
that
part
fun?
Of the question.
Now, and let me explain why. Part of
Ben, please explain. How is that fun?
Okay, sex with the woman as a woman is not going to be the same as sex with the woman as a man.
Sure, but if you're closing your eyes, everything's the same in the dark. No,
you've got different parts.
The point is that if there's...
Like, I think you might have just come
you
out
You can only
there.
Have the feeling of a penis entering your vagina if you're a woman and you're having sex with a dude. Okay, you can say, oh, I can have lesbian sex. Oh, I can have dudes blow me. Okay, that's all great. But you can only have... This is the one
wait,
time...
Wait. I can have
up,
dudes
not,
blow
this
me.
This is the one time in your
Where
life...
Where was that an option at all?
This is the one time in your life you can experience what it's like to have sex as a woman. This is the one time you could ever do it. That's like saying you wanna know what plutonium tastes like and not die? Of course I fucking do. It's a one time in my life. I have to do it.
It's the insertion aspect. It's something that is frightening to me.
Well, sure. Like, yeah, it'd be weird, but fuck.
No, it would be
all.
This is my favorite hypothetical. Bar none.
I don't know how
down.
You're sitting there like a preacher with your Bible.
No,
I would never.
I'm not saying it's a universal that if you do this, you are an abomination to Nate. The point being, it's just not. It's not my thing.
You would live the rest of your life all the every other week of your
not
life.
Not knowing what it's like for a dude to fuck my vagina. You're right. My life would be all the poorer for it, but I would just go for it.
Clearly, we're not going to reach a conclusion.
All right, wait. But then we got part two. Then what are just three other things that you would do if you had 7 days as the opposite sex?
Like eight dudes.
All right, so I guess that's your first of the other three. Wait, like at once?
You know what? We'll see.
Why
it's up
not?
To them.
All right. Wait.
Dude?
Before we get to this, let me ask you this. So you would fuck a dude. Would you suck another penis?
You know... Because, see, I would have less interest in that.
The hesitation suggests,
but, you know,
maybe.
But I don't know. I'm a woman, right? I got all these different... Maybe I'm attracted to that now, right? Maybe that's
Can
like...
I just
oh, maybe
say
I'm
that,
like, okay, I don't want to suck a penis now. But maybe when I'm a woman and I got all my fucking hormones and shit going, I'm like, man, I want some dick in my mouth right now.
I really never expected it to go at all.
And if... You know what I'm saying? If in the moment that's
this
how
is
I want...
This is surprising
that's fucking
and exciting.
Fine.
All
you
right.
You guys are... You're judging this based on your current... perception of sexuality. I'm saying your perception right. of sexuality will be dramatically altered.
How are you trying to be question? Philosophically condescending to me with the thing that I made up? That's what I want to know.
And when in the question,
how dare you
say,
talk back to me like this?
But when did it ever say that you lose your own sexuality during transformation?
Well, I would imagine if you're becoming a woman, you get all the hormones.
Well, that's a fair point, sure. You know, I mean... You know, sure,
yeah,
I get.
Well, I want to watch fucking Ben and Jerry's.
Well, there's more
to
it.
You've got mail and all
maybe,
that shit.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, well, just I just don't even want to ask that one. All right, so three things you would do other than.
Yes, I would. Whatever it was, yes. The answer is yes.
I would write my name in urine.
Yeah, see,
I've always wanted to fucking do that.
Well, technically, you could now if you're very skilled.
That would take months of practice.
Oh, my God, it would. Entirely too long. I've tried peeing standing up. It's a young girl. Very excited about
I don't know.
It was a horrible fucking idea. Peed all over myself. It was
it
a school
like
trip.
Now, I don't want to sound crude, ladies, but it seems like that's a useful skill that you could develop, right?
I suppose.
They
maybe.
Make products for that. Like these little like cardboard tubes. I saw an ad for it on. No,
pee?
No, Christ, no. It's like a little.
I'm not talking about to insert. I'm talking
no,
to.
No, it's just
brain.
Like a funnel. A pee funnel.
A pee funnel.
Yeah, and it was for like I'm not making this up. I did not.
Yeah, you know what's got to be weird
for
though?
The artist
if
inside
you're going,
you.
If you're going out to the bar the and you've got funnel. Your pee funnel like attached to your keys, that's
well, presumably
funny,
you
right?
keep it in your purse.
Presumably.
I mean, general because even if
you
clean it, it's still going to smell like
because
pee.
Because it doesn't make any goddamn sense. Why the hell pee would you funnel. Have a pee funnel?
Like what if you're in a place that doesn't have a women's bathroom because it's 1930?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, where are these horrible Jesus? Places you're going? Anyway, let's move along. So what
are three things you would do? So you would pee, Gerblake would pee
would,
standing up or no she
oh,
would
no,
sign her
name
and piss.
Sign my name and pee. Absolutely. What else would I do?
I would go up to a guy and pretend I'm going to have sex with him and then not have sex with him. So I could feel what that feels like, bitches.
Oh no. No, I could yeah, no, that's too bitter. Go ahead.
The opposite of that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I have no idea. I think I would go get in a bar fight and just see what
as
happened.
A girl?
Like walk up and just punch some guy in the face and just see what happens. Somebody that now like he's gonna fucking like cut my throat or it's just gonna be a fight. I wouldn't really do that. I just made that up.
Yeah, I don't. Three things is a lot.
I might get into a bar fight. I mean, why the fuck not?
Yeah, you're a dude yeah, now.
I mean, how the hell else?
That's like
right?
expected.
Yeah,
that's normal.
I mean, why not? Might break a window.
Oh, I would definitely. I would definitely. Like.
Yeah, dude. Why is that what dudes do? We just piss and fight. What guys are
that's
supposed
really
to
do. That's really it.
I'm trying. I'm really racking my brain.
Let's
here.
Think of
what
one more. Surely we can think collectively think of
surely,
one more.
Surely. One thing that boys do.
Oh, now here's. Well, maybe we can move on to
I have nothing. I have no idea what I would do.
Now, okay, after this, could you pick which one you were? Because what if you liked being the other one?
Sure, yeah. If you want to do that, go for it.
What I'm so getting, Blake, I want to be a woman.
Where would
I'm
you
getting.
Be leading? Maybe.
We'll be setting up a donation PayPal.
Exactly.
Support for Blake at BigHotShow.com.
Oh, we need it. All right, let's get on to the feedback.
All right, yeah, we've got...
Let's do it.
We've got some emails. I would just like to start. I'd start with a little preface. I know you guys think that all we talk about is penises and farts, and it is. But could we just, if you would, just... We've got some serious feedback this week, and I'd like to see you keep it up like that.
Okay,
so here's our first one. Dear Big Hot Show, let's say you've been dating this girl for, 3 or 4 months.
Sure.
Things are going really well. She's smart. She's hot. She's real funny, and the sex is great.
Get it.
But then you find out that like 6 years ago, she was in the middle of a bukkake circle on a video
oh, dear
on the
God.
Internet. Would you be all right with that, or would you freak out and leave her?
Well, I think you have to know the stipulations of what, like, is she
going
to go back to her life of wild internet sex?
Or is it still going on?
Or am I going to get drawn into her world of wild internet
you know,
sex?
I mean, as much, maybe, I don't know.
Did you kiss her mouth is the first question.
Right? Like, but my thing is that, I mean, there, I guess you have to draw a line at some point in the history, right? Like, well, I mean, sure. I mean, there's every man for every woman, right? I suppose. Like, in the grand scheme of things,
and
surely
and
someone can forgive
you of that. If you had this
thing
and it was like a thing
that,
one time and you're totally not into it and you're not ever, you know, that's not you now.
Like, you needed money to pay off a debt.
Right, I mean, that's one thing. But if it's like secretly you just love fucking eight dudes jerking off on you,
yeah,
and, you know.
Like, I just don't, I don't know that I'd ever be able to let that go.
Well, wait a minute, but for you, so the dude has been in a bukkake? Like,
no,
what is
being,
what
I'm
would be the female equivalent? So like there's a sense of violation
sure
with that, right?
Of like dude bukkake
well,
somewhere.
I'm
well, sure
I
that
mean,
exists. Oh, Google
if,
time. Here we
okay,
go.
if he let like eight women pee on him at the same time, like I'm all right, not
yeah,
entirely
yeah.
sure I'd be able
sure,
to
like okay,
that,
I guess
right?
we're getting as incredibly bizarre sexual.
Yeah, it's yeah. very bizarre. I just don't know. I don't know if I could let that go. I really don't.
I mean, I think if it was in the past and it was,
I mean, if he was,
you couldn't let it go. If
he was exceptional and
right,
every
that's, well, that's
other
what this
quality.
Says. It says he's exceptional.
Yeah, like he just an
he
outstanding
was smart,
person.
He was
yeah,
funny,
yeah. Look,
he was
it's it says right
things,
here.
Every time you're taking a piss, you would think of his face in the toilet.
I might. And the unfortunate part was I'd be wondering whether or not he was thinking of his face in the toilet. You know what I mean? Every
and
time
you don't
I
even have
it.
A funnel. So,
right.
I mean, what are you going to
so
do?
I don't even know. I mean, how do I please my man at that point?
If you know where we can get a pee funnel for Girl Blake, please send
you know
us
what?
An email.
Somebody will get it to us in the feedback. We need to,
I really, you know, I like to think of myself as a forward-thinking man. You know, I'm supportive of everyone doing
sure.
a number of things. But
you guys are fucking prudes.
No,
I swear
to God. I consider myself.
You have
very
all these
and here's the thing.
Rules and standards.
Let me be clear. If she was like, oh, I've had sex where that happened before, I think I would probably be able to get over it, no problem. But she was like, it was filmed and it's on the internet. Then for a number of reasons, then
right,
I'm
yeah,
kind
I
of a little
yeah,
bit more iffy
I
on.
Also, you go to dinner and like people are smirking, right?
Right.
Oh yeah, hey, and they're making jerk off motions.
Right? You took
hands.
Her to meet your
yeah,
parents,
you know?
And your parents are like, "Aren't you the
laughing?"
Right, exactly.
Or dad just staring.
Or dad's like, "High five,
that's
bro!"
Incredibly.
Hey,
mountaintop.
You wanna in the
family
back?
Style? Yeah. Why do we have weird incestual redneck parents in our? In our hypothetical,
because we're from Mississippi.
My thing is too, right? It also suggests like a nature of deviance that I might not necessarily be very comfortable with. I mean, if he'll let eight girls pee on him, what else will he do? What else
See,
has he done?
You guys just aren't into like weird kinky shit. I think that's the real
thing.
I'm not
interested
kink,
in
kink has no appeal to you guys.
Face.
I don't know that that's
I'm really
no.
I
that's
think
not,
that's what we're getting. I think
this
like,
is
I'm
some
a
sort
fan
of blanket
of some kink, right? You guys just won't see it at all.
There's a well, no, well, I don't. I'm not going to incriminate myself like that. I just leave it at sure, whatever. You feel better about it there, filthy degenerate. Thanks a lot, Brett, for making me seem like I'm a pastor or something.
Yeah, fuck you, Brad. That's what the answer to that
all
question
right,
is.
Let's do one more of these and get out of here. What do we got?
All right. I think she wants to read this one for us.
Oh, okay. Dear Big Hot Show hosts, I'm in a relationship, and me and my girlfriend and I...
Good grammar use, fans.
Sexually active for a while.
Ooh,
I want
that?
To talk her into trying anal. Oh, thank you, Ben, for making me read this. I really appreciate that.
Yep, thought you'd like that.
For the first time. But I don't know how to do it. How do I convince her to try it? Seth. But I don't really think it's about convincing her, Seth. I think perhaps it's about chatting with her about the delicate situation you're about to embark on.
Well,
uncomfortable.
Wait. I feel like I'm playing the same fucking character. Every one of these things, it's you two guys going, oh, if you don't want to do this, keep
going. Wait a minute. I have not weighed in on this yet, so why don't
you? You know what? Take the floor.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, Christ, I had to open my mouth.
No, go for it.
So how do you convince her?
How do you convince her?
Fits.
Slip it around and see what she thinks.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Seth.
Get her to try ecstasy and then no, that I'm pretty sure that's like a crime that I just suggested.
This is too close to home. I can't deal with this.
No, but in all seriousness, I'm just saying things to be offensive
Blake,
to you.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong with me, Blake. Nothing at all.
I
Everything is so funny to me all of a sudden.
Seth, I really think that perhaps you should have the conversation with her about it. As a woman,
okay,
who is
I think you should. I think you should just
petrified by that idea.
Well, I think we need some more information.
Petrified by it?
Oh God!
You're
yes.
petrified.
Petrified.
I'm petrified God, too.
No. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Okay. It means I'm a fossil.
I guess what I'm trying to say, this is going to sound really fucking gay, because apparently I'm taking the role of just this animal who
embrace
will do
it,
anything.
Embrace it, Blake. You get no judgment
but
from
like,
us.
I feel like, you know, as long as it's not like you're not... Okay, don't try heroin once, but...
No.
Try
I'm not
anything
saying,
once, just
I'm
be able to go.
Saying,
what
sure.
if you did it once and it was amazing?
Then I imagine I would do it twice. But what I am saying, however, is that the one time, like, the idea of doing it the first time is really legitimately very scary
sure,
for me.
Sure, it's and it, to a guy, it's strange. You know, I could see that how that would be weird.
I mean,
I feel like,
sometimes.
I feel like you...
Maybe. You're in the Bible.
Right. But I feel like...
Yeah,
because
you got to... There are other holes
men
are closed off to me.
As
I'm
penetrator,
a fan of God.
But like as penetrator, then you're experiencing in a quite a
I
different
think this,
manner.
This goes back
sure,
to the whole like switching
but,
sex
okay,
thing.
But
like,
some,
that, like it's,
some girls enjoy it, right? Some girls, it's
some
better
girls
than,
enjoy it,
than regular sex. To some mm-hmm. people,
to
right?
Some, to
but
some
but how
yes.
do they get there, I think, is
right,
the question.
Exactly.
And I think ecstasy is the answer.
All
don't
I'm
hit
saying,
me again.
All I'm saying is if that's what you want... And she won't do it, and that's really what you want. And you're not satisfied sexually, and she won't budge on this instant. Then you need you're done.
Find a new girl.
I don't think that
right.
that is appropriate at all.
I don't see why
all,
anybody
actually.
Would be so unadventurous. They wouldn't try anything once.
Well, I
as
mean,
as long as it's not like notably incredibly bad for you.
Hang on, just a second ago, you were A-okay with the woman who was great aside from the Bukkake incident, right?
Right.
Now you're telling Seth here. To leave his woman because she won't try anal.
What? Yeah, I'm arguing the same point.
I'm
that's
so
the same
confused.
Point.
No, it's not the same point. It's at the opposite
point is
of
like,
the
okay,
extreme.
You're gonna be
but what if she's
and
perfect?
Cool
what if she's
stuff?
Wonderful? What if she's wonderful, though? What if she's everything and the only
okay,
thing she
but,
lacks
no, my
is
argument
an
was,
anal
if this
preference?
Was, if this was a huge deal to him and he could only be sexually satisfied through anal, I mean, it doesn't say that. We don't get all the
no.
details. But I'm saying if this is a deal breaker for you, then you're done, right?
I think
we need people to ask us about politics or books
yeah,
or
you know, this is the problem.
Paint.
I know. That would be nice. Paint.
Next
yes,
week,
paint.
If you have an email for us, it must be
about
Photoshop.
Yeah. Does anybody need any like Ableton Live tutorials or Final Cut Pro hints?
I like that.
Look,
that.
Seth, just diddle around
follow
back there
dream.
A little bit and see what she says.
Yeah, sure.
Slip a finger in, and if she
yeah,
says no.
Exactly. I mean, finger first. Never your penis first. That seems like a bad idea.
So they
well, sure. I mean, that's like you got a new garage. You just pull your SUV in there first. You make sure it's all cleaned out before you start.
I don't know if that makes any sense at all there, Bill.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's about it.
With that, we've reached the end of this
week.
We
might have.
Of the Big Hot Show. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, God. Why, God?
Why, God? Why?
I'm really fascinated about your exorcism. We're going to have to...
I'm really fascinated about how quickly you jumped on the whole fucking a bunch of dudes thing when you were...
That
as am I.
Two of us, dear heart. That is
if
something you've
got
you
any Photoshop
in.
Or Ableton Live or how to run a website...
or legal concerns.
Feedback at bighotshow.com. Call the listener line 845-BATTLE-9, or we've now got our Twitter going all 100%, so you can find at Big Hot Show on Twitter. Leave us a little message or whatever, and we'll read it on the air. I think it does it. So from all of us here at the Big Hot Show, I'm Blake.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Blake.
Girl Blake. And we'll see you next time.